Story time. When I was 19, I went to what's called the Missionary Training Center. I served the 2-year LDS mission for the people of Russia, for my church, and usually spent, I think we, oh, how many weeks was it? 9 weeks, I think I spent in this Missionary Training Center, which is in Provo, Utah. Just me and like 30,000 other missionaries, just milling about and learning stuff. And during my time there, and this is actually kind of a vulnerable experience, and I hadn't told a lot of people about this, and I kind of thought about it. I'm like, why have I not shared this experience? It's really, it's impactful and it's meaningful. And so yeah, I'm going to share it. I felt an overwhelming impression that I was supposed to leave the MTC because I didn't belong there and I wasn't worthy enough to be there and to come home. For those that are probably wondering, like, oh, like, what, did he do some crazy crap? No, I didn't. No, like, it was very much like a personal worthiness. Like, I myself am not good enough to be here, maybe. But I believed it was coming from God, sincerely. Like, I kid you not. I told my parents about this. I told, like, leaders that were there. I'm like, I'm supposed to come home. God has told me I'm supposed to come home. And they would tell me, no, that's not God. And I'm like, well, if it's not God, then how do I believe anything? Because, like, have I never gotten an impression before? Like, this feels just like all the other impressions I've gotten. Like, I feel like a burning in my chest, and I feel like this and that. And I kind of described these, like, quote unquote impressions. In hindsight, it was totally not from God. At least I don't think it was. I mean, if it is, I'm going to be ticked off in the next life. I mean, it's going to be, talk about confusing. So I hope it's not. I mean, as far as I can tell, that was never from God. And that was a me thing where I had created feelings of remorse and guilt. And I kind of made up my mind, probably to some degree, I don't belong here. And whether that was the devil or my own crazy ideas or whatever, something took it and ran with it. But long story short, I was convinced I was supposed to come home, and not continue my mission. This has led me to a lot of thought because, I mean, y'all know that I'm a journaler, and I really believe that. Lately, a very strong belief of mine is that God extraordinarily rarely tells us what to do. And that is super controversial, and I understand that. And a lot of you are going to go, like, what? Like, I feel like I get answers every single day of what I'm supposed to do. If my 2 cents on that, I don't believe that's God. I believe that our ancestors and other spirits, this goes into my own philosophies, I guess, but I believe that after we die, our souls are still here and we can still influence people. I don't think we can control them in a lot of things, but I do think we can definitely influence others after we die. And I believe our ancestors have a very vested interest in what we do. But our ancestors are not perfect. They're probably as human as, well, minus the body, but they're as human in their understanding now as they are after they died. I don't think they just magically become like godlike, omniscient figures. They probably still have their own biases and their own issues and their own false opinions and all kinds of stuff. So I'm not a bit surprised when you think you get a feeling and it's just like, that doesn't seem like a good idea, but oh no, I felt it, I felt it, I felt it. I'm like, well, maybe your great great grandma has a jaded opinion about this, or your mom who's passed away is nudging you a certain way. So that's just my opinion. That's neither here nor there, I guess. That was a little bit of a tangent. The point that I'm making is that I think that I've only ever felt God tell me what to do a handful of times in my entire life. And those were for critical things. Rather, I feel like what happens is that I make a decision and God confirms the decision. Or I make a decision and God gives me the peace to, I guess, see it through to the end. I think that we often interpret that as an impression, like, I'm gonna go to college. And you feel like, oh, I felt really good about that. Maybe what it is more that God's like, sure, yeah, I can work with that. Hey, I'm not gonna go to college. And you're like, sure. I'm not, I can work with that. God isn't sitting there trying to, like, I don't think he's trying to direct every single event in the universe. I don't believe so. I know that, again, that's very controversial. I think a lot of people think that God completely directs every event in the universe. I don't think he does. I think that would violate his natural laws. I think God has to walk the fine line between justice and mercy, which includes not being, like, really includes not intervening too much. He can't just step in and fix things. And if he could, why the crap has he not fixed a bunch of these issues? We've got children being trafficked. So it's like, to me, it makes the most sense that God probably, it's not that he's apathetic. It's that he literally cannot intervene in our lives in a lot of ways. So I guess with all of that in mind, it makes a lot of sense that God couldn't just step in and tell us what to do all the time, nor should he. Rather, he trusts, he gives us this light. I call it the light of Christ, and which I just look as an evolved conscience, an ability to perceive right and wrong, and a natural instinct for morality. And when we listen to that instinct, it gets stronger, and we ignore that instinct, it gets weaker. So what I think happens, at least lately, is that I'm faced with a decision. For example, should I go back to school? I don't think God says, yes, you should, or no, you shouldn't. What happens is Brunson says, let's weigh up the pros and cons. I do that, and then I just make a decision. And after making a decision, I feel like God will optimize my experiences. I'll go meet somebody, and he'll enlighten my mind or enlighten their mind in certain ways. And like whatever happens, it'll be for my good because I tried. And now instead of praying, I don't remember the last time I asked God what to do. I think I more just ask, tell me if I'm about to make a mistake that's going to be like devastating. Because I really believe that God wants me to make mistakes. I mean, that was the point of what, Christ's atonement is in the first place, is that was the point, was like, you're going to screw up. And that's like, I think that sometimes we think that screwing up and then Christ's atonement is the backup plan, but maybe it's just the plan altogether. The plan was to screw up. The plan was to make these mistakes. The plan was to make some bad decisions. And then to have Christ be like, don't worry about it. I got you. Like it'll be fine. Like, I've got it all taken care of. Make your bad decisions. I'll make sure that it works out for you in the end. Just keep sticking around. Keep doing good stuff. Keep making good decisions everywhere you can, and I'll take care of it for you. So that's kind of what I start to believe now. And I think that's really helped me with my decision-making process. I don't sit and wait around for God to tell me what to do. I just do. And I just kind of go, you know what? He's going to catch me if I fall. And I just have a lot of faith in that. And I've had, some hard dating decisions to make. My most recent relationship was really tough. It was a really, really, really tough decision to make. And I still to this day won't say that God told me what to do. I made a decision, and I think God said, okay, yeah, that's fine. I can work with that. And anyway, so that's kind of my latest philosophy. I feel like I got a little long-winded there, but I think this is a very important concept, at least for me. I know that a lot of people will probably completely disagree because you probably feel like God leads every single step of your life, and that's okay if you believe that way. I just don't. And in some ways, it's liberated me because I don't have to sit there and be stressed about making the perfect decision anymore. And nor do I have to believe there's always a right and wrong to everything. Like, if I go to school, that's good, that's right. If I don't go to school, that's bad, that's wrong, and I've like made a mistake. It's like, no, because both of them are good. They're just different, and it's just a different possibility. And so it gives me a lot more latitude in my decisions. It's like it doesn't really matter that much what actually goes down. What matters is that I keep on trying, and I do whatever I think is right as often as I can. And it gives a lot of value to the ability of just of stacking good decisions. I may not make a perfect decision about where I go to school, but waking up every morning, making my bed, going to the gym, that's power. And doing that every day is worth 10 times more than the decision of which school I go to. We know what's right. This isn't like rocket science. We know a lot of good things to do. And I believe that when we make a lot of good decisions, like eating healthy, going to the gym, saying kind things to people, smiling at your neighbors, like a lot of these really basic, very simple ideas, it enlightens our conscience and things make more sense to us. So when you've gone to the gym, you meditated that morning, you did some yoga, you ate a good clean breakfast, and then you're faced with a hard decision. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think that if you've done all those good things before that decision came up, you're just going to make a good decision. And God didn't have to tell you a damn thing. So that's just guess my 2 cents on that. Like, you don't need to have divine inspiration. You just need to do what's right in your life, and I think that your soul will sense what is correct when it's in a good place. Now, you're looking at porn all day. You play a lot of video. I'm talking to the guys here. You're looking at porn all day, playing a lot of video games, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and you eat junk food all the time. And then a hard decision pops up, and you're like, I don't really know what to do. Well, yeah, you're not going to make the best decision because, like, you're not in a good spot to do that. So, anyways, soapbox over. Getting off the old my old Bible thumping box here. That's just my two cents. So let me know what y'all think. This is good for me to talk about this kind of stuff because it's something I've been thinking about for a long time. And I hope it brings you some clarity and some more thoughts. So let me know what y'all think and love you all.